sure if you've had a chance to meet Jim yet.
I don't know, possible, or I don't know.
Okay. Hello, Jason. This is Jim Foss.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm okay, man. I'm an old fart from way back.
Okay. From Saskatchewan?
Sorry?
From where? Okay.
45 years in policing, and I've been working as the first Aboriginal officer to be promoted to inspector in the RCMP and the OPP.
Okay.
But my work has been always to liaison and help things happen positively for our people.
Okay, then.
That's where I stand, okay?
Yeah.
And I know, Jason, that you're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the situation we're in right now, then?
Superiors, and I learned that Twin's not prepared to make a phone call today. However, they have tentatively agreed to a meeting, Twin and a representative from the provincial government.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where, when, or who exactly will be attending. I do know that it'll be sooner than later. You know, they're looking for a really, you know, a structured meeting with the groups, you know, including yourself and other protest groups, you know, and having all parties heard and all parties listened to, right? So, but this also, this, Jason, is your opportunity to really, to show that you really want to make this work. I know you were talking about you want to do, you want to have this come to a peaceful resolution. And I do think that, in agreeing to meet, Flynn and the government, that maybe a good sign of faith on your part would be to let the equipment go today.
Yeah, but there again, they're not coming, meeting me halfway again. Like, the question, my there's only one question that I've been asking, and you know, are they leaving? And are they leaving, you know, for the year? You know, and I find nobody's not answering my question yet, and, you know, and if they want my good faith, you know, they got to show me their good faith, too.
Yeah, I think they're trying to reach out that way by you know, agreeing to a tentative meeting and including the government as well. So you're not only getting to meet with Flynn, you'd be getting to meet with somebody from the government as well.
Yeah, but if they want their gear, they got to answer my question today. You know, I'm not trying to be a prick here or anything, you know, but, you know, it's the question that, you know, it's on every mind of the protesters right now.
Well, and those are all questions, like I said, I don't have the answers to those, but this would be an opportunity for you to speak and to ask those questions.
Well, you know, I know they want to take out their equipment now, and I know you guys are, and I know RCMPs are getting heavy, but you know, it's going to be a wrong move if you guys are coming in like that and trying to show your guys a presence and being like heavy on us. And right now you guys trying to put me in a position that, you know, I can't make decisions because I'm not the only one that's going to make decisions here. It's based upon my group and the other protesters. And right now, you know, I can't, you know, say yes or no to them, you know, and all I want is just that one question there to be answered if they're going to say yes or no to me.
Out altogether?
Well, not, you know, for the rest of the year at least, till you know, till this matter can be resolved. Instead of you know, I showed too many good faith all summer and all fall, and right now all this time everybody been lying to me, and right now, you know, I'm trying to believe you here, but right now, you know, how everything's going, I can't believe nobody yet till I see that proof.
Jason.
What?
Jim Foss again.
Yeah.
Jason, I know you want to see this end peacefully, and, you know, and so do we. You talked about everybody getting home for Christmas, and, you know, that includes everybody involved here, right?
That's right.
So we all want to see, you know, this come to a peaceful resolution. I do think agreeing, you know, for them agreeing to actually having the meeting and, you know, including the government official is a bit of a step forward.
Yeah, it's a step forward, but yet they are only agreeing to one thing, which the agreement when I said, you know, the only time that I'm gonna be on good terms is when they're picking up their equipment and they're leaving. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I had to leave you there for a minute, but I just wanted to mention one thing, a couple of little things. I was involved behind the scenes to help the people at Apoka, Kipperwash, Burnt Church, Custison Lake, Caledonia, etc. And I worked for 15 years with the Mohawk Warriors, and we built a trust with each other, and I can guarantee you a couple of things. No one's going to lie to you from here.
That's what they said the last time, and I was still lied to, you know. So I'm sorry to say, man, you know, I'm a trustworthy guy, but so many times that I was lied to, so many times that I was, you know, backstabbed, you know, it's hard to believe, it's hard to take word from people right now.
Huh?
Yeah, but you know, in order for you guys to have my good faith and have my have my peace, you know, you guys have to ask them that question, and it's only one question that I'm really asking for is, are they leaving for the rest of the year? And if nobody can't answer that on me yet, then what's going on? You know, like how come there's so much delay on that?
Yeah, and that almost has to be between the government and the company, but I understand where you're coming from.
And another thing I'm going to ask, who else is negotiating with this? Who else is talking with Swin right now? As you know, if the way everything is going, and they're not giving you guys the right answer, and you guys are not giving me the right answer, who else is negotiating?
I'm not following you.
Huh?
We're not following you,
Jason. John DeVoe.
Is it John DeVoe and John Levi?
Not to our knowledge, no.
No, I don't know about that. Honestly.
Jason, if and this is all hypothetical, you know, it's us talking here. If Twin didn't agree to pull out for the rest of the year, what's going to happen then?
We're going to still keep on protesting, peacefully.
Well, they can't put the equipment back. The frost is getting in the ground, etc.
Well,
they're a week away from a heavy snowstorm, probably.
Well, that's going to be their fault. You know, I'm already there being peacefully,
No, I'm saying that's good.
And you know, you know, if you guys, you know, if we want to resolve this, you know, peacefully, you know, can we just get that answer? Because right now, people are asking me, you know, what's going on? How come there's a meeting in Moncton? Who's in that meeting in Moncton with SWN? You know, what are they talking about? How come I'm not in that meeting right now?
Honest truth, and I'll never lie to you, I have no idea what meeting you're talking about.
Oh, there's a meeting in Moncton, because I just called SWN and they told me there's a meeting in Moncton. They're in a meeting right now, and they didn't tell me who was in there in the meeting, what, you know, and what they're talking about into that meeting. And all I'm asking for is that one question, that one answer that I need, and then if it's a answer that I'm looking for, then yes, you know, pick up the equipment, then you know, we can say, you know, they can say goodbye, you know, and the next year again, we can all start over.
Yeah.
So you've got a message in, you've left a message with Swin?
Yes, but they're not calling me back.
I've called them 3 times, never called me back either, Jason.
Well, you know, we got...
Dr. Nikki said, here's my phone number, call me anytime.
You know, I think we should, you know, if we all want this to end peacefully and, you know, resolve... situation that we're in right now, you know, I think we should really ask for that question. You know, right now, I find I'm still being deceived, and you know, I'm a type of guy that can trust, but yet I'm not gonna take no backstabbing anymore. Like all the backstabbing that happened to me, that's why I didn't like Dickie sitting there. You know, when Dickie was there, I didn't like it. You know, Dickie was the one that backstabbed me. That's why I got so many charges still, you know, stating that when we had that first consultation against the RCMP, you know, back in July 28th, and those charges are back when those charges were already dropped, you know, then how come they're bringing back those old charges again?
We don't mind about that, Jason.
Huh?
Just, you know, meeting, or really who is at the meeting. But I guess all we can do now, for now, is wait and still see what is going to come back at us both. But we want to underline the fact that regardless of the way this goes, we don't want anybody hurt. We want everybody to go home safe at night and all the rest of it.
Yeah, but...
I know you want the same thing.
Yeah, but yet they're still not answering my question, you know? And, you know, and it's the question that it's a simple yes or no question, you know, and that's all I'm asking for. And, you know, in order for everything to resolve, you know, they got to answer that one little question. And I'm not trying to be the big man here or the little man here, but it's just that one question that I'm asking for.
Well, you're in the same position as we are. Neither one of us can say yes or no to that.
Oh, I know. But you guys keep on going back to them. And at least you guys get to talk to your incident commander or the officer commander that's in charge of you guys, you know, and ask them that. And I know he can call up them. I know for a fact he can call them, as he's, you know, I know all this stuff too. You know, it's not my first time dealing with this. You know, and then yesterday, you know, you want us to call SW1, but now today you're trying to meet up, you know, make an arrangement for SW1, then, you know, that's a good thing. But how come they're still not answering my phone calls then? And how come they're not calling me back, you know? And it's just one little question that I'm asking for. And then once I get that question, we can still move on to the other meetings and, you know, keep on, you know, being good faith on each other. Not just our good faith, but what their good faith too. Because all my good faith... I gave all my good faith, and I, you know, my good faith is, you know, is limited now.
Yeah. But Jason, all I can tell you is that I know, for example, Houston is sitting behind these guys. They probably have to talk to Houston. They have to talk to the government. They have to talk to a number of people before they can say yes or no.
So you're saying they're not really going to pull out yet, eh?
No, what they're saying is that they can't make an instant decision at their level, not the ones we're talking about.
So right now, you know,
like you and I
so right now, you know, if SWN is not going to pull out, what's the RCMP is going to do?
We don't know what we're going to do. We just don't want them to go off the rails. If it goes off the rails, then we have to get involved. We don't want that. You don't want it either.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not going to back down too, eh? I already told Tara there, you know, I'm not the type of guy that's going to be backed down that easy, you know? But the thing is, I'm a peaceful guy, and I always been a peaceful guy, and but you know my people are on the line here, and I care about my people more than SW1 right now.
Good for you. So you should.
What is off the rail you're talking about, though?
We're on the same page, Jason. Let's just hope that these people around us making these meetings and decisions, they're aligned with what both of us want.
Well, I certainly hope so, but right now, you know, as of where we're sitting right now, and we're talking, you know, more time is being delayed, more answers are not being answered, and questions are, and it's only one question that I really want to be answered. Are they when they pick up their gear, are they pulling out or are they moving to another location, you know? And if they're moving to another location, then why pull out those gear? They got a lot of places to go in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
You know, and I know my territory. This is my territory. And this is my territory to protect. And right now, you know, it's a simple yes or no question that I'm really asking for. And, yeah, you know, and if I can get that answer, you know, by all means, you know, they can take out the equipment. If the answer is yes that I get. But if it's a no, then... my God, you know, I think we're going to be here all winter. But remember, you know, our families are down here. Their families are not.
If we find a position, we'll let you know.
We'll keep working on it, Jason.
Because, you know, same thing, you know, they can test in the woods, eh?
Pardon?
You know, they can test in the woods all winter.
Okay. And you know what? I don't know. I'm answering you honestly, and I told you I'll never lie to you. I don't know what their plans are.
Because we already...
working to see if their intention is to pull out for the rest of the year. I'll keep trying to find that out. And you know what? You're still waiting for a call back, and I'll pray that they do call you back. And you know what? If you hear before me, Jason, let me know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will let you know. But the thing is, you know, when you look at it, the Mi'kmaq people, we already used to this kind of weather. Are they used to this kind of weather? Because it's going to be a long winter if they don't want to pull out. And, you know, we will be peacefully protesting all winter if we have to. And because we're not going to back down. Because this is our water we're talking about here. These are the people that I have to protect. These are the people that I respect and I love and I honor. And I'm going to stand by them 100% no matter what.
And I admire you for that, Jason.
It's not a matter of backing down, Jason. It's a matter of saying, okay, where can we go from here? Let's put a lid on it and some common ground and go from there.
I understand what you mean, yes, but yet again, I'm not going to take their, lies and disease anymore. It happened all summer, it happened all fall, and, you know, look at it even this way. My warriors are still in jail for something that they were protecting. They didn't even, they're not even supposed to be in jail like that. You know, even a murderer can get out of jail real quick, you know, on a bail, and now these guys can't, Come on, these guys have more families than a murderer would.
Yeah. You know, even a... in the warrior society among the Mohawks, etc. Ask them if they know Jim Fox, and I can assure you that they'll say whatever they'll say, but I've always had good relationships with these guys. Because I don't lie to them. I'm honest, and we try and find common ground.
Yes, I am honest too. But then yet, you know, I'm a type of guy that, you know, I have to find those answers in order for things to be resolved. There's this one answer that I'm looking for, and that's the only answer that I want. And then if it's in a yes form that I'm looking for, then by all means, you know, take their equipment, you know, go home and have a merry good Christmas,
yeah.
Happy New Year, whatever.
We wish we could just say there's the answer, but we don't have it, and we don't know because they don't know what to say. I know they don't want trouble, and so they're mulling that over, trying to find a decision themselves.
So let me keep working, Jason, and see if I can find you some more information, okay? But like I said, if you hear back from Flynn, you left a message there.
Hey, Jim. Jim Potts.
Go ahead for Jim.
You know, you say you're with the Mohawks and you know, that you helped out the Mohawks and everything, eh? You know, what came out of that one?
Huh? They got the park back, they got the land back, they get no golf course, which they were after a golf course, that golf course never happened. And the other thing is just same thing, and Caledonia is the same thing, they didn't get the housing development back, the community got it back, the Longhouse people got it back.
And, you know,
our goal was to make sure that the native people weren't screwed around.
Because right now, you know, our water is too important for SWN to keep on doing their test. And, you know, we're different from the Mohawks. We are Mi'kmaq here. You know, remember, I'm a Mi'kmaq district war chief. And, you know, we're strong. We're the ones who signed the treaties here back in 1752. You know, and even more, you know, more past than that, you know, we were always the frontliners, you know. And, you know, as you can know, we never surrendered our land, nor we never sold our land. So right now, they are violating our land right now. So they're on my territory, and I ain't going to back down from them, you know. And if, you know, I'll do things peacefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry to say, but, you know, we're going to still stand. And as of right now, you know, those equipments are not going to move till I get that answer.
You know, man, you make a good Ojibwe.
I'm not an Ojibwe. I'm Mi'kmaq.
I know you are, and I'm Ojibwe, you see. But, you know, too bad you're not Ojibwe. You're a good man, guys. Don't worry about that.
Well, listen, Jason, can I call you back a little bit or send you a text? And if I find out some more information, I will relay it to you as soon as I can, okay?
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, though, my friend? And if you hear from Flynn, can you let me know?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Not going to back down.
Jason, who is the female officer?
Tara... Normans, her name.